The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I love Paris. One of the great trumpeters of all time. Watch this. Here we go. This is seventh grade I listen to this guy. Nowhere, anywhere in the music industry do you hear about Al Hurt. Only on this station. Watch this. Watch he kicks into this New Orleans jazz style. Right here. Check this out with the drum hit. This guy was great. I'm in the seventh grade. I'm listening to this. I'm listening to the Dave Clark Five, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, of course. And that guy, so thank you, Al, for putting Al Hurt on. That's what guy, and you don't hear about it anymore. He's that guy was great. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a fun morning here. A lot to get into. We're going to be talking with Congressman Peter King about this Soleimani hit. You know, this President Trump whacked Soleimani, and then, of course, all the big show in Iran. And what's interesting and why I always appreciate this privilege of being behind the microphone. I never take it. We're kind of in a goofy mood this morning, but I appreciate it because when I see the news media and I listen to the news, and I was running late yesterday as usual, and I had the network news on in my AirPods as I went and got something to eat, and I'm running around the hotel trying to get something to eat, and I want to grab a quick workout, ba-ba-bang, and I got to listen to network news, so I'm prepared for this morning. And the narrative is scary because they always say the outpouring of love for Soleimani. Oh, it was tens of thousands of people showed. They just do it just to go against the president. And it's not. And you don't think those people, every single one of those people who went to the death, if they didn't show up, they would have been killed or hanged or thrown off a building. You know what I'm saying? But oh no, they all showed up for Soleimani in Iran. You know, and that was it. And then they go, and the next story in the network news, this is the mainstream media, is John Bolton will testify against the president. And I'm going, testify for what? For what? Testify for what? It doesn't matter what John Bolton said. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Nobody cares. The impeachment situation was a complete made-up, fabricated. And the president uses the word hoax. I guess that's what it is. Because the Democrats have no initiative, they have no platform, they have nothing to offer the American people. No, that's not true. There are some Democrats that do, and they're the blue dog Democrats down in Washington. They understand, and I bet you they're embarrassed too, but they get muscled into doing this impeachment fiasco. I think Nancy Pelosi is frozen in her tracks. And by the way, and this too, and this is the narrative that I get from the news media. Nancy Pelosi wants this. Nancy Pelosi says this. And now, don't forget, I met Madam Speaker. She could not have been nicer to my family and myself. So I don't want to, I don't take that lightly. But the fact of the matter is, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House right now, she's drunk with power. And people say she's drunk with vodka, but she's trying to be the president. And they're trying to steamroll Donald J. Trump on everything. He doesn't have the right. He doesn't have the right to do a war resolution. He has all the right in the world to do what he did to take out a mass murderer. He had all the right in the world to do it. And it's about time we had a president who, whether you agree with it or not, that had the guts not to get pushed around by Iran. You think of what Iran did the last 40 years to us. And Donald Trump said, this is stopping right now. Boom. And I would have done it in a covert, more covertly way, because you don't want to agitate that hornet's nest there. However, you got to give the president courage for that. Let's work this out. But Nancy Pelosi going after, you know, and then the news media, see, takes that narrative. And that's what why we're here. And it's interesting on Salem Media, you know, we're the flagship station of Salem Media, proud to be. And I'm proud that I have that mantle on my shoulder. I can't do it without Frank and Al and Debbie. This is the team. This is your team, your morning team. But then we go to Mike Gallagher and to Seb Gorka and to Dennis Prager. You know, Dennis Prager doing some magnificent things with Prager University and you know, his film, and No Safe Spaces, and Larry Elder, of course. So it's like we are here. We're like an oasis that is trying to make sense. Oh, you guys are too far right wing. Hysterical. I like when they say my show, Joe's show, is very right wing. Wait a minute, right wing? Because I support the president? Because I support America? And I see the flaws of news reporting, the lack of objectivity. I'm glad I have this microphone to be able to talk to you about that. Don't let that get you. Like the outpouring of love for Salam. These people are petrified in Iran. They can't wait to get out of there. That's the real story there. Oh, my Lord. Anyway, so, and one of the great public servants, truly of all time, a bipartisan man. He's a Republican, but works, has done more. When you think about Long Island and you think about Peter King's district and what he did, how they're shutting down MS-13, you think that's not a small thing? And you said, and I talked with Peter King when we were at Michael's of Brooklyn with John Catsimatidis to my left. I got Congressman Peter King to my right. Now I'm in my wheelhouse because I'm a political junkie and I want to know everything. And I talked to Peter confidentially about what he had to do to get the president out to Long Island to shut down these terrible gangs in our regular suburban neighborhoods. They're coming across the border. They're illegal. They come over. You forget them. Why can't the Democrats help? You know, put that, like, it takes Congressman King to do it. Why can't the Democrats step up and help us in that regard? And they don't. They want to just go after this president. They don't, because they don't care. They lose their souls when they go to Washington. And thank God Congressman King has not. So he will join us. Dr. Jeanette Neshawat will join us. This is a flu season. Dr. Jeanette's going to tell us about the flu season. What you got to do to prevent the flu. Should you get the flu shot? Do you not get the flu shot? Because it's still there. I got to tell you something. It is dangerous out there. Everybody's got the flu. It's hanging on. People are dying from this. So Dr. Jeanette will join us. Neshawat, medical director at CityMD and TV medical news analyst. I just saw it at Fox News the other day. Stuart Meissner, Republican candidate for United States Senate in New Jersey. We're going to talk to Stuart about it. Mike Gallagher coming on. Anthony Pope. We love Anthony Pope. He may have a federal trial today, so he may be phoning in, but hopefully Anthony will have a chance to drop in. But if he doesn't, he's always doing the right thing and fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. That's Anthony Pope. And Stacey McCormick. Yeah, Stacey's a buddy. She's my business partner down there at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. She's the one who put it all together. I can't take any credit for it. I've been so busy. But this is a great gym. We're proud of this gym, and Stacy's going to tell us on what kind of deals we can give you and about physical fitness and keeping your New Year's resolutions, and also that buy one, give one from Retro Fitness, which I absolutely love. I have to take a moment, and this is the family. You are the family. You are the family. La familia es molto importante, and I love you for being there on the radio with us every single morning and now on YouTube and on Facebook. Look what Frankie, I said this earlier, if you're just joining us, Frank Morano got me. I always say I don't write notes. Look at Five Boroughs. He got me. Says Joe Piscopo. He got me note cards. Not only note cards. This is my Christmas. Look at, then look at this. I'll show you this one. These are like the folded cards. Look at Joe Piscopo with the P like that. Is this spectacular? I can write a personal note, because you know, like I always say, Neil Cavuto will write a personal note to you. He'll write, hey Neil, thanks for coming on the show. Neil Cavuto, like, wow, cool. I don't have a personal note to write back. You know, I ran out of notes, and God forbid, and the note shop that I used to go to closed because everybody goes to Amazon. Frankie Five Boroughs to the rescue. Look at this, how nice that is. Then, not only that, I have, it says, this is an engraved letter opener. Look at that, like from the old days. I'm shining.
Well, because I always see you fighting with these envelopes, struggling to get
so
them
true.
Open.
It's,
you know,
so true.
You could use a weapon.
It is. This is a weapon. Joe Piscopo, AM 970, the answer, it says. It's right on there. So let's give it a shot. I will open
all
my
right.
first letter, okay?
Let's see.
So
let's
very see simple. I put the letter opener in there like the old.
The ease of opening the letter. It's great. And if someone tries to take my French toast, I could just stab them.
You gotta watch with that. You might start slashing too much. You slash up the letter.
No, this here it is. Hold on. This is great. This is from
it's a subpoena. That's what it looks like.
Like John Bolton, he will only testify under subpoena.
It is. Get Anthony on the phone.
In prison.
Get Anthony on the phone. No, love your segments on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo and Neil Cavuto. You and I were friends on Facebook. All right, and I serve as board.
Why did they say that? You and I are friends on Facebook. That means nothing unless you met them.
I appreciate that. I got 5,000 right. friends. I appreciate that. So this is very, very nice. It says, I wish you and yours a healthy and happy
very
and
nice.
Prosperous 2020. It's from Hallmark Abstract Service. This is from Mike from Hallmark Abstract Service. So, Heroes to Heroes Foundation Board Chair,
great.
Which is a great organization.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, and God bless you, and greetings right back. So, I appreciate the little notes. And then I go on Facebook. I do. And last night, I finally got back to a lot of folks, but I'm so late on that, man. I am so late on that. Do you answer the Facebook?
No, it comes up weird on my phone.
You can't. If it was on the phone, good question. I could get it on my phone. It's just too many steps on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's clumsy on Facebook. You got to go you got to go to messages, you got to go here, then they
got to pop up. Introducing a new thing. They wanted people to download like a separate messenger thing for like your business pages or whatever it was, and I guess they found that not a lot of people were using it, so they're going to move everything over to Messenger now so that when you get notified, it'll show you on your Messenger app, like, you know, personal friends or...
Make it easier, right? Well,
I guess, I mean, right.
Reason I'm going to get another card, and then we're going to go to the news. This is very, very nice. This is wishing you... Christmas, that's very bright. Blessed New Year, dear Joe and crew. This is the gift. Thank you, finally. I can't read the writing, but thank you. You know what? It's best if you just put hi, because I can't read the writing anyway. This is great. I met you. Love, Lori. Okay, great. This is President Holmdel Republican Club. Thank you very much. Lori from the Holmdel Republican Club.
Hi.
Thank you very much. And look what I got. I got a gift. And Frank will always tell you, a gift is good, but your favorite gift would be something in the will, as Frank always says.
That's right.
But Frank would leave them. Look at this, a little snare drum.
Oh, that
How
is
cool
nice.
Is that?
Cool.
How cool is that?
That's an ornament.
Yeah, thank you. It's an ornament. I can hang this on my tree.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which is still up. Great. I was supposed to take it then. Lori, thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. And Holmdel, beautiful town down there. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. And, you know, there is news, but I hesitate to go into it. It's all about Weinstein today. And him with the walker. I'm not buying the walker at all. And this guy, you know, and then two more women now are accusing Weinstein of sexual inappropriate things, and it comes from Los Angeles. Anybody can say anything. I don't even know what to believe anymore. Arthur Idala, our buddy, his firm is representing.
That's right.
Weinstein,
yeah, a number of good attorneys, but including Arthur.
And Weinstein looks like this is a problem, and I'm sure it's a problem. But anybody can say anything nowadays, so you don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, that's true. And his other attorney, Donna Colatuno, who I'm sure, in part because of the fact that she's a woman, has been a little bit more out front than Arthur has in this case. She said exactly that yesterday, is that, you know, in America, people get to the presumption of innocence. But we'll go over this with Anthony later, but it got a little more difficult for him yesterday because in addition to this case that started in New York yesterday where there's beginning jury selection, he was also charged with a number of other sexual assault cases in Los Angeles County. So even if he beats this case in New York, he's going to go have to fight that case in L.A.
So walk me through this, Frank, and Anthony Pope will explain this to us. So someone could just go in and just say, he did this, he did that, and they could say, okay, and you could have a charge of, what is that, not a federal charge, but it's like
a state charge.
State charge against you just on someone making the accusation.
Right, well,
with
that's
no proof.
Proof. That's part of evidence, right? In the case of Weinstein, there were these recordings where he was apparently talking about
these
encounters.
No, he seems like he was a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. And I don't want to say anything. I mean, allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
We'll see. But yeah, that's up for a jury to evaluate the credibility
of
all these people.
But isn't it something, they try people. My this is what I'm getting at. Shouldn't this all be settled? Should there be any publicity until the guy is convicted? convicted, then it should be in the press. You shouldn't be able to report it. You should, people, because people say it just to get the press out. It happened to the president inside out and backwards where they went after him.
I really agree with the sentiment of that, Joe. I mean, there are all sorts of rape shield laws to protect the victims of rape from not having their
identities outed.
You wonder, should there be some sort of defendant shield laws until somebody's convicted that maybe they shouldn't have their name dragged through the mud like this?
You see a U.S. attorney, and I'm tired of this, frankly, or you see a district attorney say, we found so-and-so, he took bribes, and we did this, and we did that, and we're going to take him to court. No, you should not be able to say that unless you convict the person, unless the person is convicted.
Well, what also tends to happen is they count on the avalanche of
bad
publicity.
Exactly.
You know, jury selection usually goes 2-3 days. This Weinstein jury selection, which is beginning today, might go as much as 2 weeks because they're going to have a difficult time finding people that aren't tainted by all the press coverage of this. I've seen this in a lot of high-profile cases.
Is that freedom of the press? Freedom of speech is what that is.
And you in America, we have public trials. So I read things about myself.
Yeah,
I can't believe
dumb things. Like
I had no idea I was so terrible.
No. Or they'll make jokes about it, and they're allowed to say something because you're quote unquote a public figure, and we can say it about your neighbor. You can say it about your neighbor. That you shouldn't be able to do this freedom of speech. But really, what about privacy?
It's gotten so much worse in the social media era because now the things that get amplified and retweeted and shared on Facebook are the things that are most negative and most hyperbolic about any public figure, especially in politics, but not limited in politics. You saw Jay-Z and Beyonce, they posted a photo of their daughter, Blue Ivy. This is a kid, seven or eight years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there were journalists mocking this kid's appearance.
Journalists.
Right on social media.
Yeah, inexcusable.
I don't know what goes on. They're so desperate for a like in a tweet or a retweet that they're willing to say things about anybody, including children. It's really terrible. Again, I'm not putting Harvey Weinstein in Blue Ivy's category.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. But I do think this is frightening. And Alan Dershowitz wrote about this in his book, and Arthur is representing Alan Dershowitz as well, is that we basically have trial by accusation. And in the Me Too era, it's become very difficult to actually prove that you didn't do anything.
Exactly right.
Because one side doesn't even need proof. You just need an accusation.
That's the name of Professor Dershowitz's book, isn't it?
Right, Guilt by Accusation.
Guilt by Accusation. Hey, 7:21 with Joe on the radio. Thanks for all your nice cards and letters. We appreciate that very, very much. Congressman Peter King will join us momentarily. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound GWV upper level. Disabled vehicle past the tolls. 25 minutes into town there. Lincoln Tunnel still about 20. Holland about 15 to 20 from both approaches. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head over to 80 East exit 34 with some earlier problems cleared. And the Garden State Parkway North at 138 accident out of the way in Kenilworth. Westbound BQE, a very tough ride getting down toward Tillery Street. Multi-vehicle accident over there. Traffic is moving slowly here in Corona on 57th Avenue, right by 97th Street. Getting reports of a pedestrian accident here over in Corona. The Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge inbound upper level. Some earlier problems cleared. Uptown 2 and 3 trains, delays continue there. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. The Exergen Thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Borden Dairy plans to continue its normal operations while it reorganizes under bankruptcy protection. Borden is dealing with falling milk sales and more than $200 million in debt. It's also paying more for raw milk, and it's paying more to drivers. Its customers include Walmart and Sam's Club, Starbucks, Food Lion, Kroger, and school districts. Boeing says it will reassign as many as 3,000 workers as it halts production of its 737 MAX. It doesn't plan any layoffs. Workers will be used to build other aircraft. Impossible Foods is getting ready to sell imitation ground pork and sausage. They say it is made from soy, coconut oil, and starch. On Monday, the Dow was up 68, NASDAQ added 50, S&P up 11. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hold fast!
The best picture of the year is 1917. Raves Forbes magazine.
We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
It's a soaring tribute to heroism that's both epic and intimate.
We need to keep moving!
The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
1917. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in select theaters. Everywhere Friday.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
A good idea. I know Peter King is here, and I hand Frank Morano a note that he on the stationery that he was kind enough to give me for Christmas. I wrote a note, thank you, Frank, and I handed him the note, and he goes, so no envelope on that, Joe. So now here, Frank, an envelope.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
sir.
You.
He goes, busted my job. Congressman King is with us. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I'll give you the 735. It's 727. 735. Call Iggy. Call Chester Carmelo, Alex Kinsella, who can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. They have a brand new showroom, largest indoor automobile showroom in Jersey. They have a brand spanking new customer lounge and that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Iggy keeps telling us about that. I went back and forth with Iggy, say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We're so proud to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because when I needed something for my Mikey, my family, I have a General Motors car that I've had for years, and I call Route 22 Toyota, and they just take care of everything. Now you have a chance to get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. I heard you on Joe. What could you do for me? First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
All right, I'm checking here on Joe Piscopo, 728. Did my Congressman Peter King gift come in yet from Congressman
Not
King?
Not that I've seen.
Ah, Congressman, I can't seem to find your gift. I'm getting all my Christmas.
I'm here, Joe. I'm waiting for you.
You're my gift. You are my gift, sir. Hey, Happy New Year, Peter. How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing?
Good. You know what? It's good. I feel you have worked so hard to help put the country on the right track, Congressman King. And I know I love you. I love you and Rosemary. You know that. But honestly, from the heart, we appreciate the way you shut down gang violence in your district. Who thought it would come out that way? You were first to step up in that regard, and you worked so hard. And we're curious to see what you thought about this General Soleimani situation, sir, because a lot of us say, you know, we support the president going after that. But in an Italian way, Congressman, I thought maybe we should have whacked him and not said anything. You know what I mean? I wasn't, under the radar. What are your feelings on this Soleimani death?
Yeah, I think it would have been hard to do it under the radar because the way it was done, we're the only ones that have the ability to do that, to take somebody out with a drone. So it would have turned out that it was us anyway. So I think it was better to get out and front on that. It was the right thing to do. This is a part of the fact that he's a bad guy, an evil guy, with blood on his hands. They've really been escalating over the last several months. The president actually always talked about him being impulsive and everything else. He felt tremendous strain over the last 6 or 8 months. Iran kept upping the ante. They shot down a drone. They attacked the embassy. They killed the contact. And so he felt that I agree that dramatic action had to be taken. And as far as the imminent threat, now I haven't seen the details of that. The fact is, we know they were planning war, and it was going to be. So even if we just saved one life, or 10 lives, 20 lives, to me, it was worth doing, and it sends a signal to Iran that they're not safe anywhere. So I think it was the right thing to do. And we can debate, a really open debate about what our strategy should be going forward. But to have people demonstrating in the streets against the president as if he's a war criminal, we took out one of the world's worst terrorists. Something's really upside down in this country. It's really bad.
It's so true. And I like the way they say, oh, now they're gonna start rebuilding their nuclear program. They never stopped. Am I right, Congressman King? They never stopped. They never adhered to anything on that quote-unquote Iran deal, correct?
Absolutely. And I've been saying that they could even get it done within months. So I'm not sure how bad the deal was, because we gave them $100 billion, whatever the number was, and they were allowed to keep the whole infrastructure in place. All they agreed to do was not to develop it more. Well, now, if it's true that they can have nuclear weapons in place within months, then so the whole thing is a sham. Plus, they got $100 billion. But right now, that country is hurting. Their economy is really in bad shape. And they have no real allies. I mean, they have some countries that are scared of them. But they have no allies. Russia and China are not going to get involved on the side of Iran. Nothing is guaranteed in this world. It's a dangerous world. If even one American gets killed in a war, that's one too many. So I'm not trying to downplay any of that. But in the large picture of where we are worldwide, we are stronger now than we were before he was killed.
Yeah. And are you expecting, Congressman, I know you can't talk about things that you hear inside Washington, you know, for security issues, but we're expecting some sort of retaliation, yes?
We are. But the question is, the president is telling them, if they openly retaliate, he's going to go back against them. So I think they're going to be a little more cautious than they may have been otherwise. But, when you talk about, they may attack us. You know, they tried to blow up a restaurant in Washington a few years ago to kill the Saudi ambassador.
They have
been killing Americans for the last 40 years. So now what we do have to be concerned about here in the U.S. is Hezbollah, even though it's from Lebanon, is controlled by Iran. And there are probably hundreds, if not more, Hezbollah agents in this country. Most of them are just there for fundraising and to build up support. But there are some who are trained terrorists. So hopefully our law enforcement agencies have them under surveillance, know who they are. Mm-hmm. And that's why all the criticism over the years of, for instance, the NYPD carrying out surveillance, how terrible that was. These are the type of people you're surveilling. I mean, there have been Iranians captured in New York who are involved in terrorist plots. We know that others are still here, and they are, I'm sure the NYPD is watching them very carefully. Mm-hmm. The FBI is watching them carefully. That's the thing we have to look out for. But I think they're more likely to attack somewhere overseas, like some American installation overseas, or whether it's someplace where maybe soldiers go to relax or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
so
now
be very, very careful.
I know. And now we had this attack carried out by this the Al Qaeda affiliate, Al Shabaab, and where we lost a 23-year-old Army specialist, Henry Mayfield Jr. You know, he was killed in this terror attack on a military base used by American troops. And this had nothing to do with the Soleimani killing, correct?
No. And no, as far as I know, as far as we know, there's no connection whatsoever. Al-Shabaab, again, is a violent group in Somalia. They had a very strong following in Minnesota, by the way. That's where a lot of Americans have been arrested trying to go over to fight on behalf of Al-Shabaab. But they're not really a factor in New York. And as far as I know, that attack in Kenya had nothing to do at all with Iran or Soleimani.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, before we let you go, we always appreciate you taking the time, Congressman. So the impeachment thing, with Nancy Pelosi not handing over those two articles of impeachment, can't this impeachment be deemed null and void, sir?
Yeah, I know that he was, Senator Hawley, I believe, from Missouri, is going to introduce a resolution saying that if the articles are not filed, the Senate can actually make its own motion to dismiss them, and that because they haven't been timely filed, they no longer exist. So she's backed into a corner. That's why she's doing this. She realized that the impeachment itself went nowhere, that the president, if anything, got stronger among
right.
the American people.
Right.
So now she's trying to create another issue by saying they need this big trial, they need a circus going on, and also hoping against hope that somehow something else turns up. But after investigating the president for 3 years, probably more than any human being has ever been investigated, and they found nothing, I doubt they're going to find something in the next few weeks. So I think she's stuck. I think she's going to find, we'll have to, I think, send them over to the Senate, and then the Senate will carry on. You know, the Democrats will, saying how they want all these witnesses brought in. If they needed more witnesses, they should not have passed the article in the first place. You shouldn't finish something until you have everything you possibly
yeah,
could.
Yeah.
They could have gone to court to try and get this testimony if they thought it was so important.
Yeah. Congressman Peter King. Hey, Congressman, so you know, when your term is up, I heard you're going to be maybe replacing me on the radio. I mean, I'm hearing things. What do you think? What's your next move? What's your next job going to be when you leave Congress, sir?
Well, first of all, nobody can replace you.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just really keeping an open mind right now. I definitely want to stay active. Certainly something involving law enforcement or national security.
Yeah.
Or
right,
maybe
right.
just going out and being, you know, an Irish entertainer. You know, all you Italian guys, you control everything, you know. Maybe I'll form my own rat pack.
That's great, an Irish one. Hey, I'm sure you'll have a great following, Congressman King. Our love to you and Rosemary for the new year, Congressman. We always appreciate you taking the time with us, and thanks for the great job you do down there in Washington, sir.
Great, and hope to see you soon, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Congressman Peter King right there. He's a great guy. 736. Hey, you need some Irish entertainers out there. You're right. 736 with Joe on the radio. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone line. We'll chat with Stuart Meissner, who's running for the United States Senate in New Jersey. We'll grab the calls when we can. And Dr. Jeanette Neshawat, Mike Gallagher, Anthony Pope, Stacey McCormick. But Dr. Jeanette's going to give you some flu information. Maybe we can get flu shots in the studio here. Hey, Joe on the radio, 737, Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says the NYPD tow pound along the Hudson River on Manhattan's west side will be moved before the end of the year, referencing the extremely high value of the location, both in terms of real estate and as park space. Governor Cuomo called it baseless that the tow pound is still there. He says the NYPD vowed to begin looking into ways to relocate the operation back in 1998, but have so far failed to do so. Meanwhile, Mayor de Blasio says the city needs a similar space somewhere within Manhattan and that they haven't come up with an alternative. State officials are asking residents to help them plant discarded Christmas trees in order to protect the dunes at Island Beach State Park. The New Jersey State Parks, Forests, and Historic Sites Department says it was hoping to receive 200 trees to recycle when it asked residents to donate their used holiday trees last weekend, but ended up receiving more than 2,000. Officials are now asking all to return on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to help bury the trees within the dunes. Once placed on the beach, the trees help capture blowing sand and allows dunes to grow at a faster than usual rate. Anyone interested in volunteering must pre-register before getting started. In sports, Islanders shut out the Avalanche 1-0, while the Nets lost to the Magic 101-89. College hoops tonight here on The Answer. Syracuse will take on Virginia Tech. The pregame is at 8:30. Tip-off is at 9, again right here on AM 970, The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the 2 and 3 trains. Uptown delays continue. Also delays on the Uptown B train with signal problems. LIE westbound right at Old Nichols Road, a collision there. Then out by the Seaford Oyster Bay, an accident just clear, but traffic still moving slowly. Sunrise Highway west at Oakdale Bohemia Road into Oakdale, an accident off on the shoulder. Westbound BQE still busy, getting down toward Tillery Street. That's an accident on the shoulder. 57th Avenue right at 97th Street in Corona, getting reports of an accident involving a pedestrian. Let's go to the Deegan South, right at the Cross Bronx, a stalled vehicle cleared. Inbound GWB, that's 15, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 287 South, exit 3, down through Edison, with a collision being cleared. Cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us January 31st and February 1st at the beautiful Courtyard by Marriott in Edgewater, New Jersey, just steps away from the sweeping views of the New York City skyline with convenient access to the Port Imperial Ferry Terminal. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Good morning. I love telling you about Mike Lindell. Why? Because he's a great guy. Why? Because he's a patriot. Why? Because his faith is strong. He's just a great guy. He's the CEO, an inventor of MyPillow. You know what? If you go to MyPillow.com and you go to the radio listener specials, Mike has a thank you. Has a thank you for you making MyPillow the great company that it is today in Minnesota out there, man. I'll tell you, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, AM970. You know what you can get today? You buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. Are you kidding me? Two for the price of one. It's on the Giza sheets, plus free shipping. Plus, MyPillow, they announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. You could go right through March, man, right up to March anyway. It's just, you know what? And you have a 10-year warranty on the pillow. You have nothing to lose. So may I humbly suggest that you call 800 and you call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and you got to use the promo code AM 970. But it might be easy if you're driving. Just remember this, please. MyPillow.com. All right. It wasn't Joe talking. You get to work. See? You go to your computer. See? And you go, what was Joe talking about? Let me check out MyPillow.com. Promo code AM 970. And you'll click on the radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets. Plus free shipping. If you get caught, if someone's watching on the camera or your boss comes over and goes, what are you doing? How great is you say to him or her, hey, look, boss, look what I got. I got buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com from Mike Lindell. You'll get a raise and you'll get a promotion. This is what I think anyway. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for those buy one, get one free. Oh, that's an offer on Giza Sheets from Mr. Lindell. Plus free shipping. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM 970.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hi, Stu. Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks, Al. What are you throwing at me? You got something?
Band-Aid.
Oh, you got a Band-Aid? Yeah. Where is it? I can't see it. Where is it? Let me see. My Band-Aid is... Stuart Meissner is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Mr. Meissner, hello. How are you? Thanks for coming in. I banged my head up, and now I'm looking on the camera. Yeah, go ahead. You got to go to the microphone.
Sorry about that.
And no, it's okay. Good to see you. And now let me see. This matches my skin. Very nice, Frank. Thank you. So I got...
That was
more tibious. Because I have the Baxitracin. What is that called? The Baxitracin thing is that triple antibiotic that I put on the stitches in it. And it's bleeding through, so I see a little darkness on there. These are the things we worry about on morning radio.
You get the fight of chalk.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I could have done something like that. How are you? You came in down to Wall Street. Thank you very much. Where are you coming in from?
Coaster, New Jersey.
Goodness gracious, I lived in Alpine for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 blocks from Alpine.
I was in Englewood Cliffs in Englewood and Tenafly. Now we're Newark folks, you know. But then I said, let me go close up to New York doing the comedy clubs back in the day. But then I looked at a little town called Alpine. This was 30 years ago.
Right.
Alpine, I don't want to say. So I said to my wife at the time, I said, let's move to Alpine, go to Alpine. Gorgeous. So now it's like, I couldn't afford to live in Alpine.
It's crazy.
Stars are there. Isn't Britney Spears up there or something like that?
I don't know. Chris Rock used to be there.
Chris Rock used to be up there. So it's Rudy's Pizza. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Always a great pizza.
My son's on Tenafly Varsity High School football team. So
congratulations.
Junior,
so. That's great. Tenafly. Great town. Great town.
Very proud of
you're making the foray into the Senate here. And then tell us your background, Stuart, what's going on, why you would want to do this. They always say, Joe, you should go in. Then I look at the downside. They don't give you a break. And all you're trying to do is be a public servant.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this is all about the future of New Jersey. That's how I see it. You know, it's about time that we put New Jersey first. And I believe that my background experience is perfect to take on Cory Booker, the Spartacus. I know he's a friend of yours, but I don't want to offend anyone here. But
everybody told me that they say something about Cory, Joe. I know he's your friend. I've known Cory most of my life, and I have respect and love for him. I do, but politically, we're on opposite sides of the spectrum, but still, we're friends. But thank you for acknowledging
no,
me.
No, it's no problem. But, you know, it's about, you know, my candidacy is about law and order. It's about truly affordable medical care, which is not just naming a statute Affordable Care Act when it's not affordable, pharmaceutical prices that are no higher than Canada or Mexico, and basically, you know, working for the people in New Jersey, not just the corporate elites or the fringes of either party. I want to be a senator that will make New Jersey proud in D.C., and so I think I can do that. So
now you're a Republican candidate going in, so you got to run through a primary. You got to do the primary and everything, right?
Yeah.
So you have a political pack raising the money. That's the trick.
Well, I'm raising. Unfortunately, you know, I'm 57 years old. I have some experience in my belt. I'm a former prosecutor, Manhattan DA's office. I know
I was listening on the way in.
I know you weren't too fond of prosecutors on the way
anymore,
in, but my
anymore.
Father was a defense attorney, so I come from a line of attorneys. But
where was your father a defense attorney?
In Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Wow, cool.
So,
yeah.
You know, I took the opposite route. You know, he came over from Nazi Germany and grew up with those stories.
He came over from Nazi Germany?
The day before Kristallnacht, 8 years old.
Wow.
So I grew up with those stories. You know, I'm a proud Jewish American, and I went to Solomon Schechter High School in Brooklyn, grew up in Brooklyn.
Look at you,
and,
man.
And, you know, I was Manhattan DA and Attorney General's Office under VACO.
I was a 9/11 volunteer, you know, on the pile at 9/11, and unfortunately, 3 years ago, I got cancer from it.
You did.
I beat it. God. I had surgery. I had chemo.
What kind of cancer? Wow, God bless you. You look great. What cancer?
Testicular cancer.
Gee whiz. That's from down there.
Down there, yeah, yeah.
At 9/11. Now, what made you go down there? Were you part of a...
It's right here, actually.
So you were here, so you said, I'll go help.
Yeah, well, I was actually living at the time in West New York, right on the water.
Yep.
Jacob's Ferry.
Yeah.
And I was taking the ferry to work. I worked in the city, you know. I have an office in the city. And I saw the towers fall. Canceled the ferry service. And, you know, I felt that weekend.
Did you get hit by the ash on the ferry? Because I remember it went south. All that
the air.
The air went, it was going south that day. I'll never forget that. And so your ferry, you would have been right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that weekend afterwards, I felt like I had to do something. I took the ferry over. I walked from the ferry terminal up in Midtown all the way downtown the West Side Highway. It was like a ghost town of military vehicles. Yeah. And I went right on the pile. You know, they had a bucket brigade, they called it. So I was in the front of the pile lifting, you know, different debris because they didn't want to hurt anyone. And I'll never forget the whistles. You know, when firemen are down, they don't move. These whistles go off automatically. There were hundreds and hundreds of, and cadaver dogs, and it was like a scene out of a horror movie.
Because they would find something there,
right? Yeah. So they could find them. So that had an indelible mark on me, and then obviously it came back 2.5 years ago with cancer.
Dang, man!
And,
you know,
so once you go through that experience, you feel like you could take on the world. And you know,
were you an attorney most of your life? Is that that's your background?
Yeah, I was. I've been an attorney for 31 years. Now,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I raised two kids to teenagers. One's in Syracuse University. Unfortunately, being hit with all these swastikas now and everything, it's a freshman in Syracuse.
You know, we appreciate you coming in, Stuart, but really, this anti-Semitic rise. I mean, see, you got your campaign right here, man. And I'm a political junkie, so I appreciate you doing. I appreciate your courage going in, running for Senate in New Jersey, because we got to take it back and to get a Republican, get a conservative, in that just doesn't go hook, line, and sinker with the progressive socialists down there. The anti-Semitic rise, no one's talking about. It's coming out of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Listen, if your family comes from an escaped Nazi Germany, please keep that out there. Because it's almost, you have to, thank God my children are learning about the Holocaust in school. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But they never were. And we have to bring it to the forefront because you have people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib on the Democrat side that are trying to just do away not only with the Jewish community, but with Israel itself.
That's why I used to be a Democrat, you know, in Brooklyn.
Look at you. Yeah, same way, man. Same way.
I don't recognize the party of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
when I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Ilhan Omar, the squad.
Yeah.
It's not what I recognize, and that's why I became Republican.
And use that, if I may. I'm giving you a campaign strategy.
Yeah.
Use that 9/11 thing, man. They forget about it. They forget about it. And they make fun of it the way Ilhan Omar makes she makes fun of it. Man, you got to stay on all those things.
Well, Ocasio-Cortez was 10 years old when it happened, so you know, she doesn't know.
She has no idea. She should, but she doesn't. Yeah.
No, but you know, you brought money. You know, since that, I was fortunate to represent regular retirees and widows and against Wells Fargo of the world who get screwed over by their nest eggs.
Hello.
And I had a big award representing an SEC whistleblower against Monsanto.
Yeah.
Got $23 million, the largest accounting fraud related to case in history.
Wow.
2 years ago.
You did that?
So, yeah, I did that. So this helped me fund. I gave a significant sum to my own campaign. I'm raising a lot of money in the Jewish community and other communities, and I'm looking forward to getting broad support for
Stuart,
New Jersey.
You seem like a good guy, but you went through a lot, man. God bless you.
I appreciate it.
God bless you. I'm glad that you're a survivor, too, a cancer survivor, too.
Yeah.
You're doing
well.
Well,
you know, that makes you want to take on the world, you know.
Al's right there with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we understand it. Stuart Meissner, Republican candidate.
MeissnerForSenate.com.
Stuart, thanks for coming in and fighting the traffic down there.
Pleasure. By the way, I was here, I was on the phone with you a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Alimony reform.
Yeah, man. Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold it.
That was another thing. Remember this?
Tell me, where can I send the check?
Robert Alton endorsed me, brought me on.
That's great. Robert Alton's great.
I ran just to highlight that issue. In the special election.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
And they passed the law.
It's got to be done. For men and women.
I wasn't even elected, and they passed the law. Christie signed the law to reform alimony.
I love it.
I want to help people.
We got to talk. We love it. Stuart Meisner for Senate, USSenate.com. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you so much, man. 753, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Stuart. Let's go out to 57th Ave in Corona, Queens, out by 97th Place. It's a pedestrian accident. That whole intersection is blocked off. Outbound BQE at Tillery Street, a crash there. And on 287 South, exit 3, getting into Edison, a collision still being cleared. Garden State Parkway North at 138, accident finally cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher isn't sure which side the Democrats are on.
The Democrats are virtually on the side of Iran. As the daughter of Soleimani has vowed that there is going to be a dark event happening against the United States, as they are promising to literally attack the White House, the Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Did you know that you own the world's most complex and fantastic chemical laboratory? It's true. When cared for properly, the human body has the potential to heal itself by creating custom-designed medicines for your personal needs with no negative side effects. But your body must have quality raw materials to work with. You must supply these materials from the food you eat. Your body's laboratory is built to run on real food. It will break it down to get the chemicals it needs. For optimal performance, stay away from cheap processed foods. Processed grains, excess sugar, and bad oils will quickly clog up and bog down your body machine. Eat real food, mostly fruits and vegetables in a wide variety of colors and whole grains. These foods are loaded with the natural chemicals your body needs to do its job. Your fantastic laboratory is yours and yours alone. Take responsibility for it. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Helps one with energy. It's really helped with the pain. I had a radical neck dissection back in 1996, and I had some really numbness and some tingling in my face and arm. And since I've been taking Balance of Nature, that has gone away. And that's been part of my life for over 20 years. So that's a pretty big deal. I'm noticeably better and feel better taking it. Wouldn't give it up for anything.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Balance of Nature. I love it. You will too. Hi, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 756, telling you about Steve Perillo at Piscopo. Easter in Rome. You know what? We're running out of time. This special trip, this very special, once-in-a-lifetime trip, to the homeland. It was closing out on January 16th. So please call 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Janice and the team at Perillo standing by. You say you want to go to Rome and have Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome, a group mass on Easter Sunday. The first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome, by the way, with a special performance by yours truly and Steve Perillo at the piano. Then we go to Assisi, that's a hill town in the Umbria region. The next phase of our trip will be spent in the Tuscan countryside. We'll take daily excursions to historic areas like Siena. Oh, I love Siena and Pisa and Florence and Cinque Terre. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. I'd love for you to go with us. We're going to close it out January 16th because, bang, it's selling out, but we have so many tickets that we can sell. So we ask you to call now, 800-431-1515. All right, say, I want to go to Italy with Steve and Joe on the Perillo Piscopo Tour or go to perillotours.com.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg, our marathon man, meteorologist. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Great. We're doing great, you know. And I see we got 50 degrees Friday, but what's going on now? Kind of cold tomorrow, yes?
The next 48 hours aren't going to be all that great. I mean, we're going to see clouds today. Probably from about 6 o'clock till about midnight, we're going to have some snow mixed with rain. And we could see a coating of an inch or so around the area, maybe a little bit more in some of the suburbs. Gets out of here late tonight. Tomorrow, windy, cold, flurries. 41, mid-30s Thursday, then we jump to 50 Friday and into the...
Isn't that a wild... It's a weird weather pattern, Joe, is it not? It's crazy, right?
It is. If I had more time to explain how it's happening, I would. But suffice it to say, there'll be more mild days than not in the coming couple of weeks.
All right. Well said, Joe Lundberg. Always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Jeanette Neshawat is going to join us, medical director at CityMD and TV medical news analyst, talking about the flu. Mike Gallagher is with us, too. It's AM 970, The Answer, with Joe coming right back at you.